the difference between so-called Theravada Buddhism and Sivastipadya or Hinayana and Mahayana. It's very important and directly, you know, concerned with our present problem. We are supposed to be Mahayana Buddhist, but I think most of us are Hinayana, actually. There's not much Mahayana students. Almost all of us may be Hinayana or sectarian Buddhist. Because we study Buddhism as something which is already given to us, like Hinayana Buddhist thought Buddha already gave us have given us the wonderful teaching. So what we should do is preserve his teaching as you put food in refrigerator. That is Hinayana way. And to study, you know, Buddhism is to take out food from refrigerator. So wherever you want it, it is already there. That is a Hinayana way of understanding. But Mahayana students are rather interested in how to produce food from the field, from the garden. So naturally, Mahayana Buddhists, you know, put emphasis on ground or garden, which has nothing in it, you know, which you don't see anything in it. You know, if you see the garden, you don't see anything. But if you take care of seed, it will come out. So we, Mahayana Buddhists, make our effort to, you know, to see something come out from ground, and joy of the Mahayana Buddhist is joy of take care of the garden. That is Mahayana Buddhist. So we Mahayana Buddhist. That is why Mahayana Buddhists, you know, put emphasis on emptiness. Emptiness is a garden where you cannot see anything. But it is actually mother of everything, from which, you know, everything will come out. teaching eventually will be almost same, but our attitude towards teaching is different. So actually Mahayana teaching and Hinayana teaching does not differ so much. So we say we should practice Hinayana teaching with Mahayana spirit, with the gratitude of raising things, taking care of teaching, or to appreciate teaching. How to appreciate teaching from nothing is actually our practice. The all of us has Buddha nature, so the teaching which will grow from the Buddha nature will be the same. But attitude is different. When you think teaching is already given to you, then your effort naturally, how to apply the teaching in this common, world, ordinary world, so that, they make a great effort to apply the teaching to the our mundane world. So that is the difficulty they had. And the more and more the teaching, its flavor or real sense. I think you Yoshimura sensei told you about something, a teaching of 12 links, Did you, I think most of them listen to his lecture. And there, Hinayana understanding of the 12 links and Mahayana understanding of it is quite different. One is, Hinayana Buddhist apply that teaching of 12 links for our actual life, how we born and how we die. But the original purpose of the teaching, when Buddha told us the teaching, he used it to explain the interdependency of various beings. So there is a big difference between the interpretation of the same teaching. The more and more Buddha's teaching became very common and meaningless. Buddha's, why Buddha told us, how Buddha and how Buddha tried to save us is to destroy our common sense. We are not usually, as a human being, we are not interested in nothingness, nothingness of the ground. If you have something in the garden, you will be interested in something which is in the garden. That is our tendency. But we are not so much interested in usual person. At least he's not interested in the bare, soil. But if you want to have good harvest, the most important thing, of course, is to make rich soil and to cultivate the soil and to weed the soil. That is the most important thing. The Buddha Buddha's teaching is about not what is there, but how it grows and how to take care of things. So he is not interested in, various idea of deity, But he rather interested in the deity, which will grow from the ground. So for him, everything may be some holy being, not special, given deity. So he looks like atheist. He was not interested in some special deity, which we find out as something which is already there. He is not interested in them, but he was interested in the ground from which various gods will appear. And this difference, or lack of understanding of Buddhism result many non-Buddhist practice. For instance, you know, in this Zendo, in our group, we have, you know, officers, you know. But, you know, officers are, you know, someone who appeared from the group, you know. So sometime, you know, officers are not someone who is, you know, the most respectable. Which we must know from where he appeared. No, from our group he appeared tentatively to take care of our group, that is officer. But when we understand officers or respect officers, as someone who is selected people from your group and who is the most respectable people because he is officer. That is very non un-Buddhistic understanding. As we are living as a Buddhist in this Zen center, there must be someone who should take care of, someone should take care of our group, that is officer. As an officer, he is not, you know, he should be grateful. Rather, as an officer, as a to take he should be interested in to take care of a group rather than someone who is respectable, who is capable, you know. There's big difference, you know, in understanding themselves and in understanding officers, you know. His their own understanding as an officer and people's understanding of officers. When I'm not blaming anyone who is in the position of officer, but I'm as an example, I'm talking about this matter, but don't misunderstand me. when you become officer, you know, when you become officer, you think you are some special person. That is also very Buddhistic idea. We, each one of us, comes out of the ground of Zen Center. You know, the ground is the most important thing from which every one of us comes out. So it is a ground, you know, which should be taken care of, not the plant. You know. If the ground is good, naturally, good officers will appear. So we should respect all of the members of the group, take care of Zen Center and you yourself as a member of Zen Center. When you think officer is some special person, that is, you know, that understanding is to understand things, you know, as some more understanding of substantiality, a concrete idea as an officer. Officer as some special, you know, being. That is already concrete idea. Officers is something appeared from the members, you know. Not special person, cannot be any special person. Because any one of you can be an officer. If members are very good, any one of you can be an officer. But because the soil is not so good, so only capable one should be officer. The fault is, you know, the each one of you. The reason why you should choose a special person. And special person should feel so bad, you know, to be appointed always same position. Oh, it's awful. I wish someone can take my place, you know. If we are all good spirit, you know, anyone can be an officer. But that I should be always officer is very regrettable thing. The officer should understand themselves in that way, then that is very Buddhistic, you know, understanding of their position. So Buddha says, if people are good, good Buddha will appear. Because if people in some country, at some in some time, are not good, they will not have good Buddha. That is very interesting, you know, remark. Buddha did not think himself to be some special person. He tried to be the most common people wearing ragged robe, you know, making trip with the, you know, begging bowl without having any special novel teaching. He just tried to be a good friend of people. That was, you know, why Buddha appeared in this world, and that was what he did at his time in India. That, you know, because he had that kind of spirit or understanding of world, he could be a Buddha. And he thought that I have many students because students are very good, not Buddha himself. That is the most Buddhistic understanding of teaching. But after Buddha, you know, the people respect his teaching or respect Buddha because of his his teaching and his character. Maybe his teaching was very good, but why his teaching was very good is his understanding of life was good. His understanding of emptiness, or his understanding of people was good. And because his understanding of people was good, he loved people. And he enjoyed helping people. And that was why Buddha was great. Enjoy himself as because he is some special person or special sage, you know. He enjoy himself as a friend of people, and he amazed that, you know, a people's Buddha nature, which is in each person. So when he attained enlightenment, he said, it is wonderful to see the Buddha nature in every one of us. That was what he said when he attained enlightenment. And Buddha nature is not some special nature which only human being has. In Buddhism, when we say sentient beings, it includes, you know, plants and stones and mountains and stars and the sun and everything. That is sentient being. So, in short, it is emptiness, you know. The ground from which everything comes out. Stars and moons and everything comes out. That is emptiness. That is why we put emphasis on emptiness. So emptiness could be sometime tentatively Zen Center or America or Japan or this world or this cosmos. From which everything comes out. So purpose of our practice is how to take care of Zen Center, how to take care of America, how to take care of this world or this cosmos. And enjoy things from which appears. I said we are mostly Hinayana Buddhists, you know. Although we call ourselves, we think ourselves Mahayana Buddhist, maybe because we don't mind. so much about presents, or we eat feed and meat and fish. That is why we, you may think, because we don't mind as a Mahayana Buddhist to eat meat and to eat fish. Mahayana Buddhist is not so rigid, you know. So we are Mahayana Buddhist, but that is not. Real Mahayana Buddhist, you know. Of course, you know, Mahayana Buddhist doesn't mind so much about any special given teaching. But we should be, you know, we should not be caught by the idea of substantiality. To be caught by idea of substantiality means, you know, to become dualistic. When we put emphasis on emptiness, you know, in emptiness there's no dualistic idea. If you start to have dualistic idea of emptiness, that is not emptiness. A dualistic understanding, you know, appears when you have some idea of substantiality. When you have some idea of duality, priest and officer, you know, officers and students, that kind of idea is already very substantial. Because there is students, there is officer who take care of students. Without students, there is no officer. But you may think, I was once an officer of Zen Center. He thinks, you know, he is always officer. Very substantial, you know, idea. That kind of idea is not our idea. In Soto school, you know, there is ridiculous things, you know, in giving some title to a person, you know. I think only when I was in Zen Center, I am a teacher of Zen Center. I am a teacher, you know. If I go back to Japan, I don't think I can be a teacher anymore because I am already too Americanized. I don't know, you know, what is going on in America. So I cannot be a teacher, you know, if I go back to Japan. That is right. You know. I should be like that, you know. If I think I am always teacher, wherever I go, even though I join monkey, I am teacher. Ridiculous idea, you know. I cannot be a teacher of a monkey, monkey group. Or a teacher of peace. That is not possible, you know. So I should not have any special title, you know. But here, today, I shall be a teacher of you. I think that is real teacher. But people, you know, very Hinayanistic people think I am always teacher. I am entitled as a teacher by Soto headquarters. That is very, I think, Hinayanistic idea. And that is, I think, why I don't like sectarianism. But most people, you know, involved in this kind of misunderstanding. That is why it is, and there is some difficulty in managing, in the management of the group. If we really become interested in Mahayana Buddhism, there is no problem of this kind. even though we are teacher and disciple, teacher and student, we are, you know, eternally friend of Buddhism. That is very important statement, I think. We are eternally, you know, friends. Tentatively, even though we have position, but we are eternally friends. This point should not be forgotten. Thank you very much.